All right, listen up. This may be the most disturbing story that I've read over the past few months, which truly says a lot, but that's because it pertains to our children and what they're being taught in red states in particular, because we just learned that Oklahoma schools are very close to passing a curriculum that has explicit pro-Trump propaganda. I mean, we'll dig into the actual PDF. I downloaded the file so we can go through it and look at exactly what they're trying to teach, but one of the lines says that they have to teach about quote-unquote discrepancies in the 2020 election. They also have to teach about Trump's tax code and how amazing of a negotiator Trump is. It is some wild, batshit stuff, and we'll break it all down, but just to take a step back, this is the culmination of a decades-long war that Republicans have waged on education in America and the Department of Education. I mean, literally, they're just getting to the point where they can defund the Department of Education while simultaneously trying to place pressure on universities like Harvard and Columbia to teach less DEI woke stuff. So they say in one breath that they don't want Democrats to be able to like have their thumb on education, but then Republicans are trying to do exactly that by pressuring universities, banning books, and rewriting curriculum standards. I mean, this literally reads, this new Oklahoma curriculum reads as if Mike Lindell wrote it. It doesn't just like place a little bit of doubt in the legitimacy of elections. It encourages students to treat debunked conspiracy theories like it's valid historical analysis. Let's break all of this down. Just make sure you drop a like. And I get a lot of comments like, yo, Adam, I've been watching you for a while, but I didn't realize that I never even subscribed. I am now voting blue. So let's start here. Judd Legum said, next school year, thousands of high school students in Oklahoma will be required to learn about Trump's debunked claim that the 2020 election was tainted by fraud. You know, when they say history is written by the winners, it sounds like a cool phrase, but it actually means this, that oftentimes authoritarian regimes or the winners of wars will rewrite history in their favor. This says, the lesson will not be part of a course on conspiracy theories, but an official component of the new social studies curriculum. And I think it would be an abdication of duty if I didn't download this 200-page document and skip to page, it says 118, on page 118 of this new Oklahoma Academic Standards for Social Studies, this is for social studies in particular, it talks about a few presidencies. Now, this is really gonna make you guys mad, but I think it's important we talk about this. So they talk about analyzing significant events during the Obama administration. They talk about the Tea Party as A, and then military engagements, and then Obamacare, and then the Dakota Access Pipeline. And then they start to talk about the Trump and the Biden administration. This is one of the most egregious dereliction of duties I've ever seen on behalf of anybody that touched this social studies curriculum. Okay, so A says, explain the effects of Trump tax cuts, child tax credit, border enforcement efforts, including Title 42, consumer and business confidence, interest rates, etc., and inflation rates prior to the COVID-19 pandemic. Notice how they talk about Trump's quote-unquote booming economy, but under Obama, they don't even talk at all about the recovery from the 2008 crisis or how Obama helped usher in a lot more economic certainty after the economy straight up collapsed in 2008. I mean, yes, the economy was far from perfect in 2014, but by all means, in 2014, the economy had recovered in a way that people in 2008 just didn't think would be possible that quickly. So they refused to bring up Obama's economic accomplishments, but then they're more than happy to spend chapters talking about Trump's economic accomplishments. B, describe the effects of replacing NAFTA with the USMCA, which Trump has already replaced again in his second term. 3, identify the source of the COVID-19 pandemic from a Chinese lab and the economic and social effects of state lockdowns. Holy shit, again, they're treating conspiracy theories like it's valid historical analysis. Now listen to this. Identify discrepancies in 2020 election results by looking at graphs and other information, including the sudden halting of ballot counting in cities in key battleground states, the security risks of mail-in ballots, sudden batch dumps, an unforeseen record number of voters, and the unprecedented contradiction of bellwether trends. I think I'm going to go crazy. Throughout the 2024 election, I spent a lot of time debunking all of this. I just had a moment where I realized that over the past 2 years, I've been relentlessly fighting the idea that there was any sort of election fraud that changed the outcome of the 2020 election, but now it's going to be taught in schools. Like, high schoolers are going to grow up learning about this, and it's going to be something that we have to debunk for decades to come. But just to go through this, it starts off by claiming that there was sudden halting of ballot counting in selected cities. This never happened. All of these are such lies. There was a video of shifts changing. So, for example, there were shift changes between workers who had been working for 10, 12 hours, and people took these videos and said, look it, these pauses are happening behind closed doors so they can plant ballots, when all of the pauses were entirely transparent, reported in advance, written down, logged. It then talks about graphs and other information. All of these graphs are insanely misleading. They're actually going to be teaching conspiracy theory graphs in our schools, and it drives me insane. It then says security risks of mail-in balloting. Mail-in voting has been safe for decades. Trump has used it for decades. The military has used it. Many red states have used it. Dozens and dozens of bipartisan studies, including studies done by Trump's own Department of Justice, confirmed the 2020 election was secure. Also, Trump took this evidence, quote-unquote evidence, or lack thereof, to over 60 different courts, and all of the courts rejected him and said, dude, there's no evidence of voter fraud. You cannot be making this up. So then, Trump's own DOJ did an investigation. They found no evidence of voter fraud. Bill Barr, Mike Pence, all of the people around Trump told him, you gotta stop pushing the voter fraud lie. So he pushed away his normal lawyers and gravitated towards Rudy Giuliani. It's a scary, scary thing. But to continue with the election fraud debunking, he then says, sudden batch dumps. That's not suspicious. That's completely normal. If you're living in a large urban area, they will transfer large batches to centralized counting centers where they can count it all in one go. There's nothing weird about this, but I guess everything can be a conspiracy theory when you don't understand how the world works. What about this one? Analyze the impact of appointments to the U.S. judicial system of the Supreme Court, like Dobbs versus Jackson Women's Health Organization and the overturning of Roe v. Wade. Now, let's see how they want to cover the Biden admin. I'm sure it's going to be completely fair, right? They have 2 points for the Biden admin. Remember, for Trump, they had A, B, C, D, and E, all crazy. For Biden, it says, describe the challenges and accomplishments of Biden's admin. A, examine the United States-Mexico border crisis and the effects of his administration's policies. B, describe foreign policies exemplified by the United States' withdrawal from Afghanistan, responses to the Russian invasion of Ukraine, and the Israel-Hamas conflict. So the two things they want to teach about Biden are the fact that there was a border crisis and his pullout of Afghanistan, which is what Republicans widely say was the weakest part of his presidency. I mean, dude, this is actual North Korean propaganda being taught in our schools. Like, for example, this line right here says, the successful avoidance of new wars, claiming that Trump successfully avoided new wars, that's just BS. The Russia-Ukraine war was ongoing at the time. There were many wars across the globe going while Trump was in office. None of them were quite as in your face as Israel and Palestine, but Russia was still occupying Crimea. There's no mention of Trump's sabotage of pandemic preparedness. There's no analysis of his government shutdown. No mention of the insurrection he incited. Just sanitized and glorified bullet points that you'd see in a North Korean textbook about Kim Jong-il. But dude, Trump messed up so much in his first term, not only with the economy, not only with his COVID response, not only with the election fraud lies, and they're just not going to teach any of that. That's why the onus is now on us to push the truth, to teach all of this. If I had it my way, I would sign an executive order saying you can never, ever teach about the 2020 election being stolen unless you're teaching about the effects that lies from authoritarians have on the country. Now, that would be a much, much different story. I would endorse a course that goes into how the 2020 election was disrupted by a wannabe authoritarian president, and imagine a course that taught the effects of lies, how to notice these lies, debunk these lies, and understand when the president's lying to you. That is something we should teach our children 100%, those critical thinking skills, and I'll leave it at that. If you agree, if you appreciate what I do, drop a like, make sure you subscribe, say hi, Adam, if you made it this far. I'll see you all in the next video. Peace out.